Hey everyone, it's Chris. Before I start this podcast, I'd just like to quickly plug a show that I have coming up in Northeast Ohio, since according to my statistics, that's home to 87% of my listening audience. This December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve, and December 26th, the day after Christmas, I will be co-headlining at the historic Funny Stop Comedy Club on State Road in Cuyahoga Falls. It's going to be a Christmas celebration, a Boxing Day you'll never forget. I won't punch you, but you will have a good time. Call 330-923-4700 for reservations or check out funnystop.com. Welcome back to the Chris Klemps Cavs Cast, the C4 podcast. Today we're picking up where we left off on the last episode, part two of my interview and just pretty much casual chat. It's not really an interview whatsoever with my friend comedian Chad Zumach. As I said in the last episode, Chad has a new album out called Reckless Operation, which you can find on iTunes or check out chadzumach.com for more information. If you listen to part one, there's not really a lot to explain. I'm just going to hit the ground running. I'll be back next week, as usual, with two more episodes of Chris Klemps Cavs Cast. The Cavs have a couple games in between then, so hopefully they can get a couple wins and we'll have something good to talk about. But for now, part two of my conversation with Chad. Again, we get all over the place, but it is about the Cavs. We eventually focus in on something. Anyways, here's me and Chad. All right, but for real, Chad, before we go, we've been two episodes now, and we've only talked about the Cavs tangentially. Last episode, I think, we talked about what their problems were on offense and stuff like that. Have you lost faith in the team?
Absolutely not. I mean, as you know, this season's a marathon. I think around this time, we still had Deion Waiters last year. The trade wasn't even going down. I mean, I don't see them making any kind of trade, but as you know, the season, anything can happen at any moment. So for, you know, it's not even All-Star break yet. So there's no way there's close to panic in my eyes.
I feel like now that the Brown season has basically come to a horrible end and it will be actually over pretty soon, that
thank God.
The Cavs. Yeah. Thank God. If the Cavs don't start playing like the offensive juggernaut that they played like last year, there's going to be a lot of Johnny-come-latelys bitching about stuff that they haven't paid any attention to for the first 2.5 months of the season. And it's going to aggravate me. But other than that, I'm not actually worried about it long term until they give me a real reason to be worried about it.
Well, they're already starting to do it on a 3-game losing streak. I mean, who cares that they're first in the division at 13-7? They're still bitching. They're going to find ways to bitch. Even if we're murdering, they're going to say, why aren't we blowing teams out? What's the problem? How come we can't?
Yeah, Golden State's 21-0. Why are the Cavs 13-7? That's terrible. Yet last year they didn't even get to, 10 games over 500 until February.
Yeah, so for people, I mean, the Johnny-come-latelys that jump on the train, that's fine. That's always going to happen. But for anyone to panic over this, that's ridiculous.
I agree. I just know the way fandom works, and it's annoying. I'm trying to focus on the positives. In this game against the Trailblazers, they've really fought their way back and have played much more aggressively as the game has gone on and executing on offense. But I think until they're like 25-10 or whatever that would be, like 15 games over 500, whatever it takes to get to that mark, people will be worried, and they forget that the Cavs only won 53 games last year, and they were second place in the conference, but they basically steamrolled all the way to the finals without one of their three best players, and then were competitive without two of their best players. They're still that same team, and they've only gotten better since last year, and I guess it's just a byproduct of the season being so long or whatever. It could be like that, you know, there's got to be something to talk about. And the people are just getting worked up about the Cavs.
And honestly, it's the type of season where a story like LeBron signing a lifetime deal isn't even getting that much run because people are worried about why Matthew Dellavedova is only shooting 42% from three.
Yeah, can we talk about that for 2 seconds? LeBron just signed an unprecedented like lifetime deal with Nike. No one's ever done anything remotely close to what he just did. He signed a lifetime deal with a shoe contract. I mean, it's never been done. It's never been heard of. Like, the terms of the contract have not been disclosed, but what do you think of that?
Oh, I mean, in a way, it's really like, I can't even put into words how I feel. I remember being a kid and being a Cavs fan and seeing Michael Jordan and having the specter of like, wow, imagine what it'd be like to have a player that good playing for your team. And not even Michael Jordan. I used to think, wow, wouldn't it be great if the Cavs had somebody as good as Mitch Richmond on the team? Now they have two guys that are sidekicks that are better than Mitch Richmond was comparatively in the NBA at the time. And they have a guy who, I'm not saying he's better than Jordan or anything like that. I don't even want to get into that, but he is the premier NBA player of our time and of the millennia in this. I mean, it's only 15 years in, but this millennium, he is the NBA's guy. He is up there in that pantheon of all-time greats. And it's amazing to think that not only is he from Akron, but he's played the majority of his career for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And yes, he hasn't won a title here yet, but when you associate him, I mean, as long as they win one title, I think this will be the case. When his career is all said and done, he is going to mean to Cleveland and the region and the Cavs what Michael Jordan means to Chicago. And that's amazing to think about having that kind of player when I never even thought that would be possible. And he's not just that kind of player. He is the only guy who's ever gotten a legit lifetime deal from Nike. That's saying something. He's not only great, he's marketable, and he means something to that many people that a big corporation is willing to shell out that kind of money to keep him in their fold.
Well, even Kobe, who announced his retirement this year, he never got a deal like that. And it's amazing now LeBron is pretty much the figurehead of this league now with Kobe retiring. He's the old head. He's the guy. So, and we have him in Cleveland, which will be exciting.
I never thought this would be the case when it happened, but when Austin Carr cried his eyes out at Quaker Steak and Lube at Champs in Valley View, it was somewhere in Valley View, when the Cavs won the draft lottery to get the number one pick, people were like laughing at him. But I think those tears were well-deserved because he's been better than advertised, which how often does that happen?
Well, was he crying over the pick or the atomic wings?
He signed the waiver, so I don't know.
Right. No, I was there with the day. I knew it was a game changer the day we got LeBron. I mean, I've been on this journey from day one. We both grew up with this kid over at St. Vincent St. Mary. So it's amazing. You can put parts of your life around his career in the years of his league, you know, his time in the league. So it's fun to watch this transpire. And now that he's about to be 32 years old, is it 31 or 32? 31.
He's 31 in December 30th.
Yes. So it's fun to watch. And like you said, he is the premier player. He is the guy, and he's in Cleveland. He'll forever be a legend. And I just received word that LeBron James Jr. just signed a lifetime contract with LA Gear.
So they were able to beat out British Knights for that, right?
Which has been amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty damn good, man.
There you go.
Because I know they were going hard.
I mean, so for them to lock down LeBron James Jr., especially at the age of 11, that's a huge get.
Well, that is a huge get. Did he get the light up the shoes in the deal too?
Oh, absolutely. He gets the whole repertoire, man.
He's going to be the sharpest kid out there.
Yeah, and it's I hear Kangaroos going after Bryce Maximus James.
Oh, nice. I heard Troop might be in the mix for that too.
Ooh, it's gonna. The James gang definitely got the whole shoe industry up in arms.
Yeah, they you got all the brands. You know, I heard LeBron might even be, now he's got all that flush with that Nike money, he's been looking for some urban wear. He might buy Carl Kanai.
Whoa. what was the crappy shoe that I forgot who was it? Was it Iverson trying to pimp? No, Tracy McGrady, one of those.
Which the Chinese one?
Yeah.
That Damon Jones had, the Lee Nings?
Yeah, the Lee Nings. Who's pimping those?
Who's pimping those right now? I feel like that's an endorsement made for Matthew Dellavedova. Actually, Kangaroo, what is it? Ruse? Those should be signed. They should sign Dellavedova quick.
Oh, that's a huge... Dude, where's Dellavedova's agent right now? What an idiot.
That is built-in marketing right there. You can already see the commercial.
Every time I'm playing basketball with the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm always with my kangaroos, just like in the Outback. I
don't understand why you're not hired on the PR firm right now. This is amazing. We just stumbled upon something.
I could make his career.
Yeah.
This guy, he signed a deal for barely above the veteran minimum. He's getting $3 million. That's nothing for how good he's playing so far. He's leading the NBA in assist to turnover ratio. And you're telling me he can't get one goddamn endorsement deal? He's Australian. He's got an entire continent to hold on his back. I don't see Patty Mills doing shit.
And you know what? I don't know who Dellavedova's agent is, but when his worth was at its peak in the finals, when he was shutting down Steph Curry in the finals, he should have been on the horn with Kangaroo making this thing go down.
He should have been. He should have been. I don't care if the company's out of business. He should have bought the name at least and started his own shoe company. That's how hot he was doing.
I think the company's still in business. And I think the problem is he has a crappy agent. Would you say he signed for $3 million? No, $1.2 million with a qualifying.
Yeah, it's like a. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy stinks. Dellavedova, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are. Come talk to
Chris. No, he's a fan. He's sent emails before.
Okay, well, come talk to Chris and I.
I actually got him to do some movie reviews. He reviewed Mad Max for the podcast.
Oh, that's a good one. Did he touch Creed?
No, I should see if he's willing to see that.
There you go. I think they're actually making a movie, if I'm not mistaken, about Dellavedova, or they're optioning some sort of screenplay.
Yeah, it's about him because there's like some the countrywide basketball program about how they find these kids and he made it to the NBA, so it's going to be, I think, fictionalized, but it's based on his life.
Who plays Dellavedova in that movie?
I'm going to guess Dave Franco.
Dave Franco.
Yeah, because most actors are short, so that way they can hire a bunch. And he's like 5'3", so they can hire guys who are like 5'10", and they'll be like 6'8 guys comparatively.
Okay, well, that's interesting. You don't think what's his name? The guy who played Mad Max?
Tom Hardy?
And Bane?
That's actually a good point. Maybe they should hire an Aussie. Maybe they can get the Hemsworth brother, like, who's got brown hair and is shorter than the other two. That'd be a good break for him to get into the American movie scene.
Again, I don't know why Dellavedova's not calling you right now. You're basically laying it all out for him.
I'm basically, Matt, if you need a new agent, I have no experience when it comes to sports, but I am willing to come up with some outside the box thinking, and I could really take you. I could at least get you $2 million a year.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Chris Klem, that kangaroo contract, that's a money. That's money in the bank. It's genius. And I think Dellavedova is dropping the ball, literally dropping the ball.
Literally. Yeah. And I mean, you could even make a Mad Max inspired promo. There's so many ways you could go with this here.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all about money. It's marketing. There's a reason why LeBron James just signed a lifetime contract with Nike, because it's marketing. He has the Four Horsemen, the LMMR company making these decisions. Basically,
you're right.
Belly needs a LMR. He needs a Four Horsemen. And obviously, he's found two, you and me. And I don't know who the fourth is, but we should get this done.
I'm sure. Listener Damon Kamen would love to be on board. I don't know if he's got ideas, but I'm sure he's thought of a lot.
Maybe Craig Lindell at Waiting from Next Year.
We need to send a signal. They need to put something on their site. Maybe we can just get people to submit if they want to be a part of the marketing brain trust for Matthew Dellavedova. Maybe the guy who designed the Deli shirt, one of those 100 Cleveland t-shirt companies. I don't know which one it was.
The Deli Tray.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fred McLeod could be a part of it.
I don't want him anywhere near this.
He's in the catchphrase division.
Yeah, that guy's out for himself. That guy's not a team guy. He's all about the t-shirt slogan. I tell you what.
It's all about a salary, but it's about reality.
I don't mean to get off topic, but have you ever thought about doing a podcast war to get your numbers up, like with the A to Z podcast with Andre Knott and what's his name?
I think it's Andre Knott and Zach Jackson. And no, I have not thought about starting a podcast war, but I'm open to it.
I think you should start talking junk, because that's what a lot of radio shows used to do back in the day to boost up their listeners. So I think that's how you get more subscribers. Call Andre Knott out. Call out Zach Jackson. Well, I'm just saying you should probably go after Zach Jackson and Andre Knott for more subscribers and listens.
All right. What do you think a good tact would be?
How about I'm friends with Andre, but let's say he's a liar.
He went to St. V, so that's already strike one against him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, and you were with the Hoban, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't trust that guy.
No, I can't trust them. They're known liars and cheaters.
And Zach Jackson? Yeah, your last name is supposed to start with Z, like Zumach, not your first, you idiot.
Yeah, you're the one that should be called Z-Boy. Z-Boy, and you get yourself tied into a knot, Andre Guardian knot.
Are we the heel podcast?
We'd have to be the heels. We're like the two horsemen. You already said it yourself.
Well, if you're listening to Chris Clem's podcast, contact Andre Knott and Zach Jackson and let them know that we want a podcast war.
We'd take this back to New York City Radio 1998.
Boom. This is what it's all about. It's a new medium. It's a new era. And this is where it starts.
You know what? It's the whole Scene Podcast Network. The Craig Lindahl has got like four podcasts there.
Yeah.
They're all just getting the big bucks while I'm sitting here, a renegade operation. This is just like that pirate radio movie.
The Christian Slater film? Pump up the volume?
This is like the NWO. I'm going to start doing black and white promos for my episode, even though there's no video contact.
I think you should cue that NWO music right now.
And it will be.
I know you. And then you close out the podcast.
Yep. Well, I guess that's a good time, Annie. We started some feuds. I got to think of some meaner things, some real reasons to dislike them. But my brother still works for Hoban, so I got to stay ride or die with that for sure. State football champs, shout out to the Knights.
Yeah, how about that?
Won the Ohio State Championship, Division 3?
Even your high school made some noise, Stowe, but they got bulldozed by San Ignatius. Or not.
Yeah, my hometown Stowe. You know, it would have taken them over to the top if they had that Chris Clem alumnus status. But Hoban was able to secure that, so Stowe's only good enough to get to the Final Four.
Yep. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? My parents still live there.
I'm a Rough Rider, so I can't really get on board with this.
Yeah, the former Western Reserve Conference. I don't even know what it's called now.
Neither do I. I remember when it was the Metro.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're dating yourself.
Well, you know, let's just say I was a fan of the old Metro League.
I definitely remember. I've been to many Stowe basketball games, though, in my time, and with my one friend back in middle school, Phil. So I always wish them the best. If they're not playing Hoban, I want them to win.
Well, you remember the Tarver brothers over at St. V?
Oh, hell yeah, I do. One of them played for Akron.
Yeah, I remember the Tarver brothers. I remember seeing them at the Walsh Classic.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that before on this podcast. They the Walsh Classic, that is. It's a great, great Thanksgiving weekend tradition. But the Tarver brothers were LeBron before LeBron. Let's get it straight. There might have been two of them, but they were known.
Yeah, they were basically putting St. V on the map before. I mean, LeBron was playing little league games.
Yeah, although I think they both got kicked out of St. V for their grades or something like that. One of them ended up at Barberton, and the other ended up at Kenmore or something like that.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. That was a while ago, though. I can't really
I don't know why one of the Tarver brothers, one of them ended up starting for a University of Akron, and the other one never played college basketball. And if I remember correctly, they were equally skilled it seemed to be. So I'm sure somebody can look that up and find a sad ending to that story. So that's a great place to end this podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yeah. By the way, Chad has an excellent new album out on iTunes called Reckless Operation, which is available now.
Yeah, support the album if you like comedy. If anything, it's a good Christmas gift, and all the proceeds are going to me, so it's a good cause.
Yeah, there you go, man. Nobody deserves it more than the guy who actually made it, right?
There you go.
I'm sick of all these big labels taking all the money. Let's support the little guy for once. And while you're at it, my album is still available too at chrisclub.net. I don't see that burning up the charts. Some of you people should spend some money on that. I'm giving you this great podcast for free all the time. Actually, just keep listening. I'm fine with that. Don't turn this off and go to the A to Z podcast. I'm begging you.
I think I'm going to go watch the last 4 minutes of this game.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully they can pull it off. Thanks for being on, Chad.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait to hear it later. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chad, for coming on. Check out his new album, Reckless Operation. Check out my album, Shadow the Warrior, which you can still get at chrisclem.net. I should be plugging that more because I got a couple of hot copies left that I will sign and say whatever you want on them. And it's actually pretty good. I'm not embarrassed by it. I like it. That's probably the worst sales pitch ever. I also have shirts that say jizz on them. Perfect for any present. Just check that out at chrisclem.net/store and get your grandma a shirt of the ultimate jizz warrior. I'm sure she'll love it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Tell your friends, spread the word, help me out, help yourself out, help the world out. Let them know about Chris Clem's Cavscast. I'll be back next week. And until then, in the words of Joe Tate, I guess I'm making this my sign off now. It's replacing Long Live Delhi. Praise be to Mozgov, who is the black man. I'll save that for Damon Kaman. But for now, have a good night. That's turning into it's turning into the fake buffer from UFC. It's time. Anyways, have a good night, everybody. This is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland. Chris Clem's Cavscast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
The Z-Man is going to be history.